You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. In his press conference yesterday, Governor John Bel Edwards gave updates about Hurricane Ida recovery, but he also took a moment to inform Louisiana citizens that upcoming fall elections will have a month's delay as many parishes are still recovering from Hurricane Ida.
So the elections that would have been held on October the 9th will now be held on November 13th. And the general elections for runoffs that would have been held on November 13th will now be held on December the 11th. So this basically functioned as a one-month delay to both the primary and the general elections as they were previously scheduled.
3 days ago, Louisiana Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin asked the governor to change fall election dates as Hurricane Ida impacted polling locations, mail delivery, and voter registration operations, to name just a few reasons. Early voting is also rescheduled for both election dates, and for more information and updates, Louisiana voters are encouraged to visit the Secretary of State's website at sos.la.gov. As of Thursday, there have been 26 storm-related deaths, according to state officials. Edwards mentioned 11 of those who died were from Orleans Parish, and 9 deaths out of 11 were from carbon monoxide poisoning from using portable generators due to storm-related power outages. Louisiana Department of Health's medical director, Dr. Joseph Cantor, says people using generators need to remember 3 basic things for safe generator use.
Please be humble when operating a generator. Please recognize how dangerous it can be. Always outside, always well away from the house, and always in conjunction with functioning carbon monoxide detectors that are inside your house.
Dr. Cantor also said that while COVID-19 is still making a significant impact on the state, Louisiana's vaccination rate has improved as more than 42% of the state's population is fully vaccinated. At least 53 workers in Texas have died from heat exposure in the past decade, and many more were hospitalized. That's according to a joint investigation by Columbia Journalism Investigations, National Public Radio, and the Texas Newsroom. In Texas, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, issues workplace safety violations. A review of OSHA data found that the agency often decides not to penalize companies for a worker death and routinely negotiates with employers to reduce violations and fines. Dean Wingo is a former OSHA official who worked in Dallas.
You got to remember the fine is not based on the injury. It's based on the violation. It's not intended to measure the worth of somebody's loss of life or limb or how seriously they were injured.
The investigation also found that Texas companies are on average initially fined $11,600 by OSHA for violations. After negotiating, the average imposed fine is $6,200. And Arkansas's Governor Asa Hutchinson says President Joe Biden's mandate that requires private businesses with 100 or more employees have their employees get vaccinated against COVID-19 is the wrong approach, and compared Biden's order to a push by some conservatives to prohibit private businesses from requiring vaccinations. This is Red River Radio.